A rally to celebrate the Supreme Court's decision on Obama's health care law was held Thursday at Gaffney Health Services on Albemarle Road in East Charlotte. Here's a sampling of those reactions. In order, you'll hear from Leslie Boyd of Asheville, whose son did not have insurance when he died of colon cancer in 2008. Then Zaina Alsous, who is a senior at UNC Chapel Hill. And finally, Ross Walker Jr. of Charlotte, who is 88 years old.
This is just huge. And it's too late to save my son, but somebody else's kid is going to be saved because of this. And that makes me feel a whole lot better. I can't bring my boy back, but at least somebody else won't lose theirs.
Well, having to pay my housing bills, my car bills, my loan repayments, I mean, it's just one thing off my plate, and I'm really, really grateful for that.
I was glad, because this is something they have fought so hard for throughout the years, and everybody said it wouldn't happen, and it did happen.
We also spoke with Joseph Piemont, the COO of Carolina's healthcare system. He says he is concerned that the broadening of Medicaid, which is a part of the healthcare law, will lead to an influx of patients that constrain the healthcare system.
I know that the challenge is to us to do more with the resources that we're provided with. We need to be innovative, we need to be creative, and we need to lead the process through.
Because the mandate says that each person must be covered, insurance companies will likely be some of the biggest winners. Blue Cross Blue Shield of North Carolina is the largest provider in the state. Barbara Morales-Burke is the vice president of health policy. And while she wouldn't say whether or not this ruling is what the company was hoping for, she did offer this.
The Affordable Care Act does a lot to expand access to health insurance, and that's great. But it doesn't do a lot to address the cost of medical care, which is the primary driver of health insurance. Now that we know that the law does stand, our primary focus is finding ways to address that affordability issue, the cost of health care.
Greg Thompson is clearly disappointed in the ruling. He's the North Carolina State Director of the National Federation of Independent Business. The organization had joined the lawsuit brought on by the 26 states to repeal the health care law.
Small businesses are very fragile in this state and across this country. They're just hanging on by a thread.
Thompson says that this will stunt small business growth, that the employers mandated to provide health insurance will think twice about hiring additional employees, or when faced with rising health care costs, will lay employees off.
This is just possibly one more nail in the coffin for some small businesses.
The one thing that everyone can agree on is that this decision is a continuation of the healthcare debate and not the end. For WFAE News, I'm Tanner Latham in Charlotte.